What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into Truth is Scary's The Red Pill Podcast. I'm Kevin Sabo, joined as always by Joseph Peterson, and we got a lot to get to. We did miss a few weeks, sorry everybody, but we're back. And what are we getting into? Because there's so many stories to follow up on, things that we touched on last week. A lot of news building on Planet Nine. Do you want to go right into that?
Well, let's talk about this first.
All right.
First of all, I want everybody to see this is green tea, okay? It's got a nice Asian woman on the cover, right? So I'm looking on YouTube the other one of these days on our last podcast, and some wise ass goes on there and says,
here we go.
Makes a comment.
Here we go.
I like how this guy is bashing GMOs and people who eat McDonald's and stuff while he's there guzzling a soda. Now this guy should know. First of all, if you ever listen to any of the other podcasts, I'm totally against soda. I don't drink it. Haven't drank it in years. Not that I ever never did, because, of course, I was like everybody else. I did. So I haven't drank a soda in literally at least 5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I am offended by the fact that somebody even suggested that.
Like, they literally have no idea who they're talking about. Like, Joe is the most health conscious person I think I know. A vegetarian doesn't eat, like, to put nothing in his body that's harmful.
Right. And then to think that I would even put a soda in there, they obviously haven't listened. I live like I say I live. I'm truth. I'm about truth. I tell you the truth. That's how I live.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's too bad. But anyway, I just wanted to clear that up. It's green tea.
It's usually a green tea, everybody. Anybody
or water. That's it. Those are two beverages I drink. Green tea and water. Never coffee, anything like that. Anyway. Okay. Now. I want to bring up Planet Nine, but I want to bring up something else first. Something that actually happened to me 2 days in a row.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever had like a time glitch? Have you ever had something like really unusual that felt like it was out of time?
Yeah, from time to time.
I've had it happen to me before twice, where I would be in the room, and this happened to me in California in 2012 by coincidence, and I would be watching something on the television, right? And I would walk out of the room, and I had noticed the time when I left, too, because the time is right on the cable box, you know. Walk out of the room, go do something, went in the kitchen, went and did something. Walk back into the room, and the exact same thing that was on TV when I left is on, and the clock hasn't moved. Now, I know for goddamn sure I left that room.
In what kind of time frame?
Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
So you're saying, like, when you re-enter the room, you sort of picked up where you left off when you first left the room?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've had that happen, right?
Briefly, and here and there. It's not, obviously not the type of thing that happens all the time, like deja vu.
It's happened to me twice that I can remember. I'm sure it's happened to me before. And both times happened in 2012. But anyway, so this week, yesterday and today, a couple weird incidents happened. Yesterday, at about 8:30 in the morning, I'm driving. I had to rent a car. I had to go return it. 8:30 in the morning, I drive down the street from my place to the rent a car place. Literally a two-minute drive. Clear sailing the whole way.
Yeah.
I was in the place no more than 10 minutes, dropping it off and having them bring me back. On my way back, the same route, within a period of 10 minutes, there were three fire trucks, two police, a car on a tow truck already, and people being brought out of a building. As if there was a fire or some kind of electrical fire going on.
No kidding.
I heard no sirens. I saw nothing. This was in a period of 10 minutes. All that happened. The cops arrived. Literally, I went home, got my car from the shop, drove back out there again within another 5 to 10 minutes. All gone. As if it was never there.
No kidding. Yeah, it's usually the type of thing that takes a bit of time to brew up.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not something that happens in
you know how long
minutes.
There's no fire stations near my house.
Right.
It takes them a while. It takes them at least 10 minutes to get from the fire station to where it is.
Yeah, and once they assess the scene and everything, it's not like it's a quick ordeal.
Yeah,
like
they were already in the middle of everything.
Yeah, it's not like let's be in and out of this fire rescue. Like, it's,
okay. You know, right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it's strange.
So now, just this right now, how long was I going?
A half hour?
Half hour and about, I would say, 7 minutes each way was travel time. All right. I'm driving up here on my way back to my place, which is a 7-minute drive.
Yeah.
There's a huge car accident.
Oh, no shit.
Just happened, too, because the people were just getting out of the cars and walking across the streets. Matter of fact, they asked me to stop. So it was a lady with a baby. a van and a car smashed. Got a van T-boned a car. Just happened. Not a cop in sight. Nothing. Right? Mm-hmm. I was probably in the house, I would think, 10 minutes, maybe 15 at the max, okay? Remember, I was telling you no cops, nothing, right? Yeah. I leave, take the same route back, absolutely nothing.
Interesting.
Not a piece of glass on the ground. No sign that there was ever an accident.
So what do you put that together in your mind?
There's something going on, bro. There's some kind of glitch in the fucking matrix, dude.
Which is with you personally?
No, probably other people have experienced
it. Yeah.
You know, but they're probably not conscious of it.
Right.
But to me, dude, that the last one on the way from here to there, you know how long
well,
I was
well,
going.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that an accident could happen? Cops could come, tow trucks and everything in that period of time?
7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 to 10 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, it's something that, because most of the time, like anybody who's been in rush hour traffic, you're driving around and you go the same route, you pass by the same place a few times in a row, it's usually you'll see the same scene for like at least an hour. These are things that take time. A car accident, you got people out there bitching and fucking arguing and there's police
cops
there
directing traffic.
Yeah. And how many times does it hold up traffic for fucking hours?
Nothing.
That's interesting.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird shit, but you know what? Fuck it. I think it's cool. I'm not going to get upset about it. I'm not going to get freaked out because some people would, but I don't care. It's happened to me before. I'm still here and it'll probably happen again. Might happen on the way home.
I want to know what happens on the way home.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, now, you and I both have probably noticed lately in the news a lot of talk about Planet Nine.
Yeah.
We've been discussing this on the podcast for over a month. I think it was over a month ago.
Yeah, it's been
a
while.
2 or 3 months when you and I first mentioned we saw it on Channel 12, right?
Yep, yeah.
That they discovered it. Okay, now it's been on, I think I've seen it all over. It's been on space.com. It's on Yahoo News. It's on Yahoo every single day. Okay,
yeah.
New discovery of Planet Nine. How close is it? How soon? Could Planet, now what are the latest we saw? New York Post.
Yeah, the New York Post.
That's a mainstream paper. That they put stuff in New York Post out there on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If it hits the New York Times or the Washington Post, then you know that they're putting something out there, and you better take it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it doesn't come out in those other outlets.
First thing they came up with was, possible discovery of a planet on the outer outskirts of the solar system.
Yeah.
Because of some disturbance in the Kepler belt. You know,
yeah.
So they hypothesize that it 20,000 year, you know, orbit and all that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Exactly what I've been saying. Exactly what we've been saying about Planet X for how many years? At least me on the site for years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Whole thing on there about Planet X for years. Everybody thought it was fake, phony, conspiracy, and all that shit. But I've been saying it for years. Just wait. That's what they thought was coming in 2012. So anyway, they say what it does is disturbs asteroids and sends comets, makes a disturbance in our solar system.
Yeah.
Okay, when it comes. But they don't know where it is or how soon it comes. Now, lately, the news has been the ninth planet could destroy Earth within the month of April.
Yeah, within the month.
Have you seen that? Now, all of a sudden, it went from we just discovered it at the beginning of the year, right?
Yeah.
To now, by the end of April, you could all be destroyed.
Yeah, talk about jumping from fucking A to Z. You know what I mean?
It's coming fast. What they say now is, what we discovered is that once it gets to our system, it starts accelerating because we pull it in.
Right.
Okay. And they said last time it came through that it was the thing that devastated, destroyed all life on Earth.
Right.
You remember the last extinction.
Did the dinosaurs.
Yeah, everything, the last extinction.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that I'm not sure if this means it's past it already, but the latest trending topic is that so far, and this is how they stated it, so far the hypothetical Planet X has not fucked with Jupiter's orbit.
Right. Okay, so how's it, if it hasn't fucked with Jupiter's orbit yet, but they said it could. I did read that.
Yeah.
Jupiter has always protected us from asteroids and comets. You're right. I read that this morning. That was the latest one on Yahoo.
Yep. So that's what they're keeping track of right now. They're paying attention to Jupiter's
orbit.
How its orbit behaves.
All right. Mark my words. This is going to be a huge story, and it's going to come out of nowhere. Now, I'm not saying anything's going to happen in April, but there's always a reason they start playing this shit in mainstream news.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying it's real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could be Planet Project Bluebeam. It could be faked. It could be just something else, another smoke screen, another diversion. You know, just like 2012, all of it. It all meant other cosmic shit that you don't even know what's happening.
Exactly.
But I do know a couple of things. First of all, we have been having a lot of more asteroids and comets come through unexpectedly, if you've noticed.
Yeah, okay? A lot more publicly reported threats than I've witnessed right, in coming the past close, couple of years.
Yeah. Right, yeah, even right.
Just the beginning of the year, beginning of last year.
Right, a lot more. Now they're blaming this on that, okay?
Yeah, which would kind of make sense.
Of course, and how long have I been saying this?
Yeah.
How, right?
Yeah, there's a disturbance. There's something
years
going
ago,
on.
Years ago, right? Yeah. Over a year ago on this podcast, and I've been following this for years. So I'm glad to see it finally happening. Whether it's real or not, whether they're planting seeds, whatever they're doing, I'm glad to see that it's coming out into mainstream, into other people's who could actually see it and maybe, you know, learn from it and maybe see the signs that are coming.
Right.
So now, we had that coming. And what else have I seen happening in New York City and in London, in Trafalgar Square, in Times Square and Trafalgar Square? Have you seen this?
What is it?
What they are doing is building a recreation of the Temple of Baal. You know who Baal is? You know who Baal is? Basically Satan, Lucifer, in old, you know, pagan religion.
Yeah.
Which is what we were used to be. We used to follow pagan religions way back in the day. And it was following a bunch of different deities. Apparently this deity Baal, which translated means God, what people used was a god who used people used to sacrifice their children to him. What they would do was they would have orgies at the foot of this monument to Baal, who was looked like Lucifer with the fucking horns and everything, all that shit. The devil, whatever you call him, I don't know. Anyway, they would have these orgies around the altar of Baal, right? And then the children that were conceived out of these orgies, 9 months later, they would come back and then sacrifice those children.
Instantly out the womb?
Yeah, yeah. Oof. Yeah, as soon as they're old enough, you know.
As soon as they're
threw them right into fire, dude.
Jesus, man.
Blood sacrifices to this deity. Yeah. And that's what they did. They would conceive children at the altar and then sacrifice those children. And they were bisexual orgies. They make sure you know that. So this is Baal, one of the gods. And he has some lineage to Moloch and all the different stuff that they worship from way back then.
Yeah.
And so anyway, apparently the original one was left over in Syria somewhere, or down Assyria. Not Syria, Assyria, which is a small little part, which is actually supposedly where life began down there.
Yeah.
And ISIS destroyed it. Whether or not they really did or not, who knows? But ISIS destroyed it. So now what they're doing in defiance of ISIS, this is their excuse for it, is building replicas to the altar of Baal in Times Square and in Trafalgar Square in London.
No shit.
And they have more planned for other cities around the world.
You know what kind of response that's getting at all?
Nobody even cares.
Yeah, that's
they think it's art, dude.
Well, yeah.
They think it's art. But that's Baal basically was an ancient deity who they think is the Antichrist. I really do.
Yeah.
Represents the Antichrist, right. You know. So, anyway, those temples are being built, and they're being unveiled on April 19th.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I don't know what the significance of that is, but I do know that those are the same anniversary as Columbine and I think it was, no, as Waco and the Unabomber there, Oklahoma City. Those things happen on the same date. And apparently that date is a very significant pagan holiday. It's either April 18th or 19th. Don't quote me on that.
Would make sense.
Yeah. So now here they are saying Planet Nine could come by the end of the month. Here they are, the people who run the world, putting up temples and altars to Baal that are opening up the week of the April 18th and 19th in London and New York, the two biggest fucking spots, right? Two biggest cities in each side. Mm. And, you know, you have all these things going on. And I'm just wondering, you know, if there's any significance or any correlation between the two, because apparently Baal, this deity, that's where he would come from, right?
Yeah.
The Planet Nine. And here they are putting up altars and temples to kind of herald his arrival. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like he might come visit.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
That's interesting. People that don't really know what they're praying to.
No.
Statues, and have to, how many times is it really vice versa, the situation? They don't really know what the origin of their religion or what these gods or what these statues, any of the symbolism really means.
They're just extraterrestrials, you know, who either genetically modified us or fucked with the humans that were already here or interbred at us or did something down here on Earth. And they lay claim to this planet and us,
yeah,
pretty much. And people got to get that through their freaking head.
Yeah.
That there's influences from out there on this planet, you know, whether they like it or not. And I'm not sure what exactly those influences are, but I know they're for control and slavery and to mine gold, and that this planet is nothing but a resource.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that all-seeing eye is nothing but a corporate logo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And people got to realize that and get ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Completely.
Yeah, it's an insane, you know, it's crazy to thought. No, and that's why I don't think people, the mainstream, take it seriously. Like, it's just too out there.
Yeah.
Like, how could people be doing rituals and worshiping the devil and, you know, believing that ancient gods are coming back? But yet they read their Bible. These are Christians, right? Who would cringe at the thought of Luciferians, like Christian mainstream.
Right.
We know the Catholics and stuff know all about it. They're all part of it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Back in the day when I was a kid and I was still, you know, going to church and doing the whole Christian thing because the family wanted me to and whatever, I noticed that that's a lot of the only places it would, things like discussions like this would come up. Things like that. And it was kind of once in a while, you know, especially if it was like the right type of sermon, the right type of church. I went to like this Christian church where it's like a guy that just kind of spoke over a microphone, revved up the crowd, nothing like a real traditional Catholic setting. And once in a while, they would bring up things that basically pointed to the same general topic of what we talk about in alternative media, of course, in a bit of a roundabout way. But it's like I've always said, it's like the basic principles have always kind of been there, you know, like churches and people who are supposedly spiritual, supposedly morally centered, would say things like, oh, the entertainment world is evil, mm-hmm, things mm-hmm. like that. Just a general statement. It is very true, but, you know, they just not completely diving into the
situation.
Yeah,
they don't know how deep it goes. Right, and what they really do, the rituals and all that stuff, and how it really is the symbols, how it does really influence and affect the society they live in, how these people are actually running the society, which makes sense to me. Because if these people are psychopaths and sociopaths and they have no soul, right?
Yeah.
They don't empathize with us. They don't consider you and I one of them. Maybe maybe me if they ever met me. Because I got royal blood, you know.
Shit.
Anyway, shh. I'm the bad seed, though. I always have been.
Dude, I got pagans in my family.
Right on, bro. I got fucking blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm a cyborg. Anyway.
I think my grandmother's practicing some witchcraft or some shit like that. I don't ask her about it, man. Yeah, I don't want to fucking know.
Yeah, you know, right? I've never, you know, look, I've looked into it. I've dabbled into it. I've tried a little bit of it. And I've worked a little bit. Curses. Just
here and
minor
there.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I don't believe, now the learning what I don't believe in deities anymore. I don't believe in worship. I don't believe in worshiping deities. I believe because, you know, those are extraterrestrials. I've really learned that those are extraterrestrials who really want our energy.
Yeah.
Whether it be the, you know, however you want to look at it, the extraterrestrials who want our negative energy,
yeah,
which seems to be the ones in control, or the extraterrestrials who want our positive energy,
right?
Who want our love?
Yeah.
Either way, they want energy from us. Do you know what I mean?
Completely.
And I would rather put, when I put my energy forth, I put it out into the universe.
Yeah.
Straight out there to whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't have a specific god that I talk to. Do you know anybody? I do talk to the universe. I talk to the source of everything. And that, to me, the force, whatever you want to say, is the true God, because that rises above extraterrestrials. Like, who do they answer to?
Yeah.
And, you know, I want the top. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit about, if I'm going to any kind of God or higher consciousness, I want the top, top, top.
Well,
no middlemen, extraterrestrials there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's what I look at them as.
If there's extraterrestrials, if they're in, you know, if they're out there in the universe, you know, no matter how far spread or wherever we're all located exactly in the universe, in space, for the most part, it's basically just like we're all we're all on the same level to an extent. You have extraterrestrials that are more advanced than us, which is why they could take advantage of us, they could take control of us.
Right.
But at the same time, that's
somebody's above them.
Right. It's outer planet, but it's not so much as outer worldly as
right.
people would
right.
look at it.
I would have to think there's some kind of hierarchical structure, you know what I mean? But at the core of everything, there's that energy, there's that unified field that holds it all together.
Right.
And somehow I believe that is what creates matter, and that is what creates the reality here.
Yeah.
That's what your consciousness is connected to. It's almost yeah. like every bit of knowledge is like the internet, but in space.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, the source, power,
right.
you know what I mean? Maybe you could call it the sun, but there's so many suns in the universe. But it's that type of energy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I honestly believe I've done enough research to know basically what the energetic base of the universe is. And it time and time again, scientists say that, you know, the honest, sincere scientists will say it's just information.
Yeah.
It's an information base.
Yeah.
And it's when you think about it, I mean, I thought about it. When you sit here, like, you know, we're here talking and you know, we've done so many podcasts where you've said genius shit. You know, we come up with great shit, entertainers, artists. But are we really sitting there creating these thoughts? Like, are we creating them, generating them as we're going? Well, why do people say, oh, a thought came to me?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much the way it feels.
Yeah.
It's like it comes to you.
Right, from another source.
But it's honestly like it works through you. You know,
right.
like I write a song, I go back and listen to it, and sometimes I'm like, where the hell did I even come up right. with that material? It just came to me. It's like it worked through me.
It comes from another source. It really does. But
yeah.
it's not any deity. It's not Jesus.
No, it's not Jesus. Like, here's some thoughts.
yeah.
This will be good
it's
for the
not
podcast.
Lucifer. It's not no. ISIS. It's not... It's the big one, the unified field. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it, and anybody can tap into it, but you have to be plugged in.
Yeah,
you have to be aware. You know what I mean? That's why you're distracted by the matrix, so you don't plug into that. That's why they want you centered on material. What this earth is only what exists.
Yeah,
but really, there's another force that creates what is on this earth.
Right,
and it is not a deity. That is what controls. What is on this earth, but is not what creates it.
Yeah.
We, our human consciousness, is what creates the reality on this earth. Unfortunately, they are directing the majority of human consciousness for a specific goal, and they are succeeding very well.
Yeah.
However, I believe we are making ground.
You think so?
Like crazy. Like fucking crazy.
We're doing great, but you know what sucks? I say to myself,
every time we do great, something bad else.
Well, there's that, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I'll see, okay, lately I've been seeing a lot of scenes pulled from movies being shared like wildfire on Facebook. And it's
and then they put captions
right,
on
right,
them, right?
They put captions on us. They tried to warn us in 86. They tried to tell us with this movie, that movie, and they'll take
the Simpsons
through all
said
the dialogue.
This about Trump, right?
Right? And you'll see millions of views, which is fantastic. But unfortunately, I say to myself, well, okay, millions of views. You say 20 million people saw this, and you'd say to yourself, that's fantastic. But compared to the population of the earth, of all the people, we need to honestly work together to solve this fucking crisis.
How many is it really?
Yeah, you know, so at this point, you know, it's like people who started speaking in the alternative media started creating that circuit way, way early on would say it was a very lonely road, and now it's much different.
It was.
Still seems sort of like a cult thing to probably the rest of the world.
But it's becoming popular.
Yeah.
Cult.
Right.
It's not being looked down upon as much only by those mainstreamers who follow the letter of the law.
And they're making it seem worse. If you really have knowledge and wisdom to see it, you'll see the way they're not really proving anything.
No.
You know, the people that are so strongly against all these ideas that aren't really harming anybody, like them taking this documentary and saying, look at some alternative information about vaccinations.
Yeah, let's talk about that right
yeah.
now. Vaccinations. There's one area where we have made a ton of progress. When
yeah, right?
I first started Truth is Scary, when I started researching everything, it was just a small little blip on the radar. And then year by year.
And that's only going back like 5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah, so it was still like hardly anything to be discussed in mainstream?
Yeah, hardly anything. I've seen it grow and I've seen it grow and I've seen it grow.
Jim, yeah.
You know, more and more now celebrities are coming out against it.
Yeah.
Now, again, like you say, for every good thing, like you say, Robert De Niro, he got squashed, like I said.
Yep.
Like I said he would, he got squashed. They did not put that thing in the film festival. However, all the publicity, that got mainstream press.
Right.
That got mainstream publicity. They want that info out. That made enough awareness for that film. People are looking for it on the internet, and whenever it does get released, wherever, whoever has the balls to put it out, maybe Netflix, maybe Hulu, yeah, somebody.
That'd be great.
Yeah, people are going to watch it. People are going to watch it. But then, for every one victory we have like that, what do you see on the highway? The billboard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was going into Bridgeport. There's this big billboard, and I was, you know, hanging with my friends and shit. I look up for 2 seconds, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? A picture of a crying baby, and the slogan says, no vaccinations, no kisses. Like, a baby doesn't deserve to be nurtured and cared for. Like it's the baby's fucking fault.
Right.
This shit is just unreal. So
can you believe? I can't believe somebody paid for a billboard of that propaganda.
Yeah. It's fucking unreal. Locally, right here.
Right here where we live.
You know, so I'm saying, but at the same time, if you have the right train of thought for it, like if you're really thinking and you're not a complete fucking sheep, when you see things like Seth MacFarlane being so angry, he's speaking against this vax documentary, saying this is ridiculous, any scientist will tell you this is bullshit. You see billboards like that, you see people who are against the anti-vaccination crowd, and they're hell-bent against it. Like, what's the big fucking deal? Like, they're making it seem like anybody who does not get a vaccination is going to die instantly, which is absurd in and of itself.
Or kill other people.
But I'm wondering if people aren't, I guess people still aren't at that point of awareness to understand that all these people and these billboards and things like this are screaming agenda. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I would say, when we watch that Jimmy Kimmel bit, it's not funny whatsoever, because it just, all I'm seeing is agenda. That's it. It's not even fucking funny. No. It's just like, let's try to have a laugh, but really, here's the message. Get your fucking kids vaccinated. Dude. Like, why would anybody try that hard unless there was a catch to it? Unless there's something they wanted to have in our system.
Right. And Jimmy Kimmel, dude, I got to tell you, I watched him the other night. He just happened to be on after the news. He had Hillary Clinton on.
Yeah.
He might as well have been eating her fucking pussy. Oh, my God. And you could see during the breaks how they were all buddy-buddy putting their arms around him. I think he had his hand up her fucking crotch, fingering her to make her smile. Oh, my God. He's up her ass. And then he makes jokes about Bernie Sanders' age, like in his monologue. Oh, Jimmy Fallon, too. Jimmy Fallon thinks he's so cool. His whole monologue there is talking about all the different politics. He went after Trump, Bernie Sanders' age and everything. Didn't go bad after him just because he's, you know, but nothing about him. You know, these people are so in the pocket of these fucking, of the elite. You know, it's so ridiculous, and they're so pushing a fucking agenda. It's so sick. And for every good, like you said, for every victory we get with the vaccination movie or whatever, somebody comes out and speaks up against it. Then you got somebody, another piece of propaganda, like a billboard or the Ebola or Zika now. Zika. We need money for Zika. And then people are going to have to get vaccines. So they combat it. You know, it's always like a 1-2 punch. It's almost like a retaliation.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to watch.
Yeah. So, it's all bullshit, man. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, you want to talk about past epidemics and whatever. My brother had swine flu at fucking 12, 11 years old. Swine flu. And you hear somebody say that and you must think, oh, these people must be deceased, right? No, it was like any other flu. He missed a week of school and went, that's fucking it.
It's only dangerous for old people.
Right.
Old people whose immune systems are weak, or young people whose immune systems aren't well developed.
Yeah.
Anybody with a good immune system, healthy in the middle of their life, is going to have a flu. Yeah. And that's right. It's a part. I had flu when I was a kid.
Right.
Do you know what I'm freaking saying? So, I mean, that's the kind of things. It's these are the kind of things that we have to overcome. It's all a mentality.
Yeah.
It's nothing but a mentality. Another thing I want to bring up is GMO labeling. Now, that is a huge, huge victory.
Yeah.
And we got to give credit to Vermont, because Vermont triggered a bill that was actually passed in Connecticut.
Oh, no shit.
That if any three of the New England states passed the GMO labeling bill, that all of them would do it. And it happened. Vermont passed it. So now Vermont passed the GMO labeling bill, and all the major companies are now labeling all their products for GMOs. All of them. And I'm talking Campbell's, I'm talking Kraft, I'm talking ConAgra, all the big guys are going to start labeling. And Kraft took artificial coloring out of mac and cheese, and they even put a big ad campaign about it, how they were saying to the kids, it's going to look a little different, but it's going to still taste the same.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
And then Campbell's took all BPA out of soups.
Oh, great.
Out of all their canned products. So, I mean, these people are making some progress with all that. Now, of course, I think I mentioned in other podcasts, the catch is they said they're not going to change their formulas in any way.
Yeah.
If it has GMOs in there, they're just going to tell you it has GMOs.
Yeah. Well, whatever. As long as you know. Like,
as long as you know, you can make a choice. Yeah,
at least you can avoid it. It's like, that's the thing we talk about. You know what I mean? Some people push for like an overall revolution of taking everything that's been fucked for how many years and let's completely reverse it. You know, that's a hell of a task. It's just, at least if we have the choice.
Right.
You know, we made a little bit of progress in certain areas. That's all I can
hope for.
And it's
like now, okay, everybody's always suspected that Campbell's soups have GMOs.
I mean, yeah.
Well, now we're going to find out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, and they'll probably make a GMO-free brand type and one with GMOs that's cheaper.
Right.
And that's what they're counting on, that people are going to buy the cheaper shit because they're going to force them to because nobody's making enough fucking money.
Yeah.
But anyway, at least it's progress. So I got to say, there's another field.
Yeah,
I have to say, even on geoengineering field, that's the next one I'm telling you right now.
That's coming up right now.
Michael Murphy's next movie is coming out very soon. It's an unconventional shade of gray. I'm telling you, it's going to blow the lid off the chemtrails and geoengineering.
Do you think it's
going to
be huge like this Vax documentary?
Yep, like all his stuff was. Yeah. I'm going to help promote it, anything I can do for the guy.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
completely.
The next one, geoengineering and all the chemtrails, because somebody just came out from the military and admitted they've been spraying them for years.
Holy shit.
With lithium. Lithium, barium, and strontium, all the things we've always said were in chemtrails.
Jesus.
Lithium even.
God damn.
People are now complaining like crazy of the chemtrail flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't gotten it.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep myself there. Maybe it's the other things I inhale that help protect my lungs.
Yeah, probably.
You too, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe we found them. The cure for the zombie apocalypse and everything.
Hopefully.
Jesus, man. But anyway, I haven't felt it. I see them up in the air, but I see a lot of people getting sick.
Yeah.
Really? And they don't know what it's from because it's not real flu. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what anything comes from anymore. You know, when I'm sick or I'm ill, because I see chemtrails in the sky and they piss me off when it's a really nice day. I've never known myself personally to be like, oh, fuck, that chemtrail right above my neighborhood got me because, you know, so far in the air.
Right.
I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, it's tough. Unless you eat and take care of yourself like a person like you does, like I'm pretty much the opposite at this point, even though I'm trying to work on it. You know, you don't really know what the hell's going on. Like, anytime there's something wrong with my health, like I don't know what to think. You know, the doctors just tell you all the same typical shit, and sometimes doctors say shit you don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Right.
You know?
No, I know, and they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, you never really know.
They don't know what chemtrail is. They don't. They're out of. They're oblivious to that stuff. Believe me, your average doctor has no clue what they're doing in the sky.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
They really don't. And, you know, and especially at this day and age. When you know, sometimes you get doctors and shit, oh, are you a smoker? And you tell them about that horrible deal. Oh, you got to lay off smoking pot. That's probably what did this. Like, yo, it's 2016.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole business brewing behind this. You
Speaking
don't happen
that,
to know anything about that?
Oh, yes, I do. That is another area where we've made huge progress since I started this. DEA is looking to reschedule by July.
Oh, that soon?
But that soon. Obama will do it before he leaves office. Guaranteed pot will be rescheduled. I don't know if it's going to be descheduled, but it's going to be rescheduled. They are going to open the way for legalization.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I have been involved in the legalization campaign here in this state. And I have seen great strides. And other states, too. There's two states I'm involved in. And the legislature is all for it. People are ready. It's just certain governors and the people at the top are against it.
You think it's definitely going down this year?
I don't think it'll go down this year, but it'll be the first vote they do next year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, in this state. But in other states in this area, they're doing it. They're doing it this year. And the federal government is doing nothing but opening the door and paving the way for them, which is really nice of them.
Yeah.
I really like it. Since Obama was a pot smoker and probably still is. At least he probably eats edibles.
Right, probably.
Yeah. Him and his boyfriend.
Can't smell like it.
Him and his husband. I'm sorry.
Yo, careful, man. Last person that said that wound up dead. I got a show to do here.
Mr. and Mr.
We got a site to run.
Mr. and Mr. Obama. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
So,
well, that's great. This is great. It's great that we're not like A-list celebrities, so we could say shit like that. When you're really in the public eye, they're like, oh, great. We got to kill somebody else now, too.
Yeah, right. Why Joan Rivers?
Yeah, that's... That was unreal.
So pot legalization,
yes.
Another one. So we have made huge strides in the alternative. And I got to say, a lot of that is because of the news we've been putting out there and the studies and you know, all the different sites, you know, all of them. And even Alex, I give him credit. I just don't like the way he delivers his message. I give David Icke credit. I give Jesse Ventura a lot of credit because they at least had a large following.
Yeah.
And you know, their messages may be a little bit skewed. And I don't know what their true agenda is, but they at least have had enough of a spread to open up a lot of people's eyes for, you know, and pave the way for people like me and other small sites.
Yeah,
and
I would even go as far to throw Russell Brand in there too, despite the fact that he's done his reverse message.
He's more of a Johnny come lately. Those guys I mentioned have been doing it for years.
Yeah. Yeah, really? You're right, Johnny come lately.
He's a Johnny come lately. He had a conversion.
Yeah. I do enjoy hearing him talk about consciousness, though. Yeah, I take it for what it is. I'm like, maybe this dude's really with the Illuminati.
Remember, 2012 Olympics, he was in the ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
2012, Alex Jones, David Icke, they were all pounding. They've been doing it since the 90s.
Yeah.
Both of them. So, I got to give them credit.
Yeah, completely.
And even Jesse. So, you know, those are the guys that paved the way for all this. I hope we're making progress. I don't know what the end game is, dude. All I know is I think we're going to see it. And, you know, like I was telling you earlier, I don't want to die. I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to die any fucking way, it might as well be in the apocalypse, right?
Right.
I mean, seriously,
yeah, honestly,
right?
We're all going together.
When you're up there, when your consciousness or whatever is back up into the, you know, great beyond, into the field, right?
Yeah.
And you're talking to the other consciousnesses and it's like, well, I died. Yeah, at least I died in the freaking apocalypse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went down in a blaze of freaking glory. I didn't die of cancer. I didn't have none of that in a war or nothing. I died in the freaking apocalypse.
Yeah.
Whatever that means, you know, and it's all good. You know, so we're going to have to just keep our eyes open. I'm sorry, guys, for the irregularity of the podcast, but I'm going through a lot of stuff in my personal life, which actually is freeing me up to make the next move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to just ride with it, but sometimes it's just real hard to get in here and do a podcast. But anyway, there is a lot going on. Obviously, keep your eyes on the presidential race, the circus that's going on out there.
It's unreal.
Insane, but to me, and I'm pushing it hard on the site, and there's one more thing I want to mention. Naked people going crazy lately.
Naked people?
I put a video up on the site, dude. There were like 6 or 7 incidences all happening this year. Of people running around naked, biting, like insane, dude. They had video, cop video, you know, the camera on their body cam video of cops trying to subdue this one fucking guy. Dude, he was literally like an animal.
No shit.
And they found out he had no drugs in his system.
Really?
6 or 7 cases, and most of them have no drugs in the system.
Oh, man.
Now, this morning I'm reading Newtown, Connecticut. Naked man surprises people walking around the center of town. They didn't say he went crazy or anything.
Yeah.
But this is right here in our own city, in our own state. Huh. Watch that. It's on Truth to Scary. I posted it.
Sure.
Watch the video. It's pretty crazy. These people look nuts.
Pretty like animalistic.
Look nuts. Like something's going crazy. And then I saw another news report of a guy who got arrested for robbing a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy had money. And there he had nothing wrong with him. He had money. He had a car. He had everything.
Hmm.
And they said, why did you do it? He said, because I woke up this morning, I just felt like robbing a bank, so I did it.
I just felt like robbing a bank.
So I did it.
Shit.
No prior record, no nothing. No criminal background. He had a job. Didn't need the money. They said, apparently, the man did not need the money. Well, people are going insane, dude. People are going.
That's a crazy time.
That's why I see them glitches. You know, maybe they're having glitches, and it makes them nuts. For me, it makes me happy. But
no, I could understand, man. It's tough because I feel like, well, that's really crazy. I mean, but, you know, we all go a little bit crazy with these fucking circumstances we live in these days. But,
yeah, maybe they're here, you know, who knows?
But, you know, I just, you know, people call me crazy, but I just gear my my crazy creative energy towards, you know, podcasts.
Dude, I haven't seen you
like
run
that.
Around naked biting people.
No, I've never gonna
these
fucking
people are on rooftops. One guy was on a balcony, ran through a plate glass window, he was all cut up.
And no drugs?
Yeah, like adrenaline rushes.
Adrenaline rushes.
Who knows where it comes
That's
from?
Fucking wild.
Yeah, dude.
That's
crazy
really
stuff going on.
Yeah.
So keep your eye in the sky, people. Planet 9 News.
Yes.
I saw it on RT again, too. I wanted to mention that RT did it this morning. So, I mean, keep your eye open, people. A lot of stuff going on. Fun, fun, fun times. You know, and if you're in New York City, April 18th to 19th, why don't you go down and visit the temple, the altar of Baal.
Yeah.
You know, why not? And have sex around
them. Have sex around
them. How long before they start doing that? How long, really? Let's see before the first sex orgy is around the temple, the altar ball. I will just join it.
Oh, there's there's people out there that know what that's actually
about. Oh, those sex orgies
about.
Are major.
Yeah. There's people that know exactly what that fucking
shit
symbolizes.
Oh, yes, there are. They'll be out there playing around with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely. You'll see what the fuck you just did to Times Square. People can't even go with their kids and shit no more.
Fucking Lucifer coming. Like in the Ghostbusters.
Pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much.
Remember that opened up right at Times Square?
Pretty much, man.
You watched it.
Oh,
fuck. Well, I'll pump for the fucking marshmallow, man. Anyway.
It's good to be back.
And you know that movie's coming out.
Yeah, they're just doing another one, too, man.
Anyway.
I'm keeping my eye on all of it.
Yeah, man.
You know where to go. Truthisscary.com. We got a fantastic Facebook page. We're on Periscope. Yep. We're on Blog
Twitter,
Talk. We're everywhere.
At Truth _ is scary. Periscope. Blog Talk Radio. Please support that. I pay $40 a month for it. I should probably broadcast more. YouTube. Check out the videos. Please support truthisscary.com, but most of all, be aware.
Yes.
Times are changing.
Do it for yourself, man.
Red pill. Peace.
Later, everybody.